Hello, Audioboo. So it's day 19 of February, and today's question from SoyaGB was, if you had been born the opposite gender, what would you have been called? Well, I don't actually know the answer to this. I don't know if my parents came up with a list of boys' names and a list of girls' names, or if they actually knew I was a girl, or was probably going to be a girl before they came up with the name. So I've never had this discussion with them. Maybe I will in the future. But I think my mum would be a bit surprised if I just rang her up out of the blue and said, by the way, what would I have been called if I was a boy? There isn't really an obvious male equivalent of Catherine. So I don't know. Well, there's no obvious choice of what it would have been. And I don't actually know why they chose the name Catherine, even. My middle name was after one of my dad's aunties who had the same name. But I don't think there are any other Catherines in my family, so I don't know where Catherine came from. There's not really much chance that if I'd been a boy, I would have been named after a male relative, I don't think, but it's hard to be sure. I've got two brothers, and the one that was born after me, his name is Guy. So I don't know if I might have ended up being called Guy if I was a boy. I was going to say what I would like to have been called. I don't have a favourite boy's name, but I guess I like Catherine because it's quite a classic name, and it doesn't really go in and out of fashion too much. Some names really can date you to a certain period in time, but names like Catherine or Elizabeth or Charlotte, Sarah, Jane, Rebecca, are names which I don't think do that so much. You hear them in literature from hundreds of years ago, and you still hear them now. So I suppose if I was going to have a boy's name, I would want to go for something else which is similarly a bit of a classic, like David or Andrew or James or Thomas. They're all, you can't really go too wrong with a name like that, can you? Interestingly, yes, as I said, my first brother was named Guy Thomas, and my mum was pregnant with my second brother. I was about 3 and a half, and she asked me what I thought he should be called. And I was a big fan of Thomas the Tank Engine at the time. But given that I already had one brother and his middle name was Thomas, I thought, can't really pick Thomas as a name. Can't suggest Thomas as a name. So I thought I would suggest Thomas's two friends, Henry and James. I think Henry was green and James was red. And Thomas, of course, was blue. So they were kind of fairly regular characters in Thomas Tank Engine, so I suggested those. And my little brother ended up being called Harry James. So I don't know if that was down to me, but possibly. Maybe Harry instead of Henry. I don't know if that was possibly influenced by Prince Harry, because he's not much older than my brother, and of course his proper name is Henry, but everybody calls him Harry. So maybe my mum took my suggestion and turned Henry into Harry, who knows. But maybe I'll ask my parents if they had anything in mind. But I'm quite happy with the name I've got, so I'm not really too curious to find out, to be honest.